It's a Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, back with Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, safety is priority. It is paramount in the Sylacauga City School System, and I know that's something that you pride yourself on for, you know, yes, being here for the past few years, making that happen, some major changes. You've brought along today with you special guest, Mr. Bobby Hall, Executive Director of Learning Support for Sylacauga City Schools. And we were talking about this a little while ago, about the fact that somebody in the administration or principals in your schools in a leadership position has either a grandchild or a child of their own in one of, if not all, the schools in the Sylacauga City school system. That hits close to home when you know, as a parent, you know, you're sending your kids to school, but it means more when you know that administrators and teachers or principals have their own children there as well. So you kind of want to think you're taking a little bit more precautionary action.
Right.
And your big piece in all of this is to be proactive and not reactive in all of these ways. Talk to us about some of the overviews that you've put into place when it comes to safety.
So as you know, safety is really heightened in the last, I would say, 3-4 years. We've seen a draft change in measures that we've had to put in place based on what's occurred elsewhere. You know, we would much rather be proactive than reactive. So we've taken those circumstances each time and looked at them and said, could this happen to us? What do we have in place that can prevent something like this happening? And so trying to take what is a tragic event as a learning opportunity to really look at our own district and our own schools and our own policies and procedures. And I'm very grateful to have a staff that feels just as firmly about it and takes the time to research and see best practices. Mr. Hall attends a conference every year called TASRO.
Correct.
With our SRO, and I normally send a couple other administrators to that as well. And at that conference, he's able to hear just some best practices nationwide, really, that have been done and could be done. His team brings that back. And then we also are constantly reviewing our current procedures, our current policies, to see what else, or and our protocols, to see what else we could put in place to really heighten the safety in our buildings. And so I asked him to come today just to, you know, and Mr. Hall, like most of my staff, wears a lot of hats. You know, safety, of course, is one of his main hats. He also handles attendance and discipline and enrollment and probably other things I'm missing. He also serves as our mental health coordinator. So, but safety is very near and dear to his heart as well, and I appreciate that. And so we have continued to put measures in place, and it's ever-evolving. So, we haven't arrived, but we are far greater with safety than we were when I arrived.
Yeah.
I can say that much.
I think this is one of those topics that needs to be reminded of.
Right.
Because, yes, education is on the top of the list. I mean, that's obviously why you are doing what you do and why our kids are in school and why our parents are sending their kids to Sylacauga City Schools. But just as equally, if not right there with it, it's also, are they safe when they go to school?
Correct.
And I mean, that's everything from how the, you know, being on the school bus to after school, you know, events, and even in school events, athletic events in the classroom. We were talking about some of the things, the vestibules that you have.
Yes.
You've been talking about that. That's been a big deal that you've implemented into all three schools.
All four.
Four, excuse me. What? I'm missing
all four.
One. All four schools. That's new this year.
Yes.
And those are robust.
Correct.
To say the least.
Correct.
Cameras, mirrors in the hallways. Mm-hmm. And these are not things that, we're not showing all the cards here. We're just, if you're a parent or a student, you're going to see these things.
Right. We have cameras on all of our buses.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as you're driving a bus, sometimes it's hard to,
you
know, get a good visual of what's taking place maybe behind you. And so with incidents that occur on the bus as well, we have video coverage on that. Of course, the cameras not only in our school buildings, but we also added cameras out at Legion Stadium. We actually have a big 360 camera out there that we can actually see the entire field.
That's great.
And so that alleviates some things from occurring out there as well, because we've got camera footage.
So let's talk, since we're in football season, let's talk about athletic events for just a second. What does it look like when you come to an athletic event? If nobody has been to Sylacauga City Schools athletic events, what can somebody expect on a Friday night or even a basketball game when it comes to basketball season?
Well, you can expect to see your police officer, which is our great partners in regards to the city. They're going to be present. You're going to have metal detectors where they go through the lines and to get in the game. You're going to see people walking at all times in regards just kind of visibility, you know, and that's important because a lot of times we have parents that drop their kids off and we're responsible for those kids, but we have a new policy in place where they can't do that anymore. So we try to make it a safe environment for everyone to enjoy the game, you know, and just have a good time. And that's big here in Sylacauga because as a graduate, I remember those days being, you know, on football field and basketball courts where it was a safe place to go. So I would say it's a very safe place to go and visit on a Friday night for football and then on Tuesday and Fridays for basketball and other events also.
And we want it to be a family environment.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want every one of our events to be family friendly.
Yeah. It's a shame that we have had to, you know, get to this point, but at the same time, I would think that anybody that comes to an event would want to know that they themselves are safe and that their kids are safe when they come to these events.
Well, you're there for those athletes to compete.
Of course, yeah.
And so you don't want anything to hinder the opportunity for them to compete.
For sure. So one thing we were talking about a little before we came on here was canines.
Yes.
And also not only an SRO at the school, but the police presence with the city as well. Explain this to me. This was fascinating. I had no idea, and I don't think many people know about this either.
Yes, it's been several years now since we had four SROs in our school. Mm-hmm. But since that, we had a reduction there for SROs. We've had a partnership with the police department, and what they do is they allow their patrol officers in different sectors to come in and walk through the schools for visibility and for just a safety standpoint. And that's been a great deal there. And on top of that, 2 years ago, the city also added a canine department. So now the canine department comes into the schools on random days, and it's not a gotcha type thing. We just kind of walk the parking lots, walk the classrooms with the kids not being present in the classroom. The dogs never sniff a kid. We sniff the lockers and just make sure things are safe and as they should be in our schools. So it's been a great opportunity to get better and keep our kids safe.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be reassuring to you. I mean, you're the boss. I mean, you're sitting here looking at these things and from a 30,000 foot perspective and making sure that everything is good to go. The training that you go through, these are not just things that are thought about and you just send out an email and say, hey, we're just going to do this now. You actually go through some training, like simulated intruder training.
Yes.
You did some of that earlier this year with a new safety system and protocol that you put into place. Talk about a little bit about that.
So one of the safety features we put into place, because in all of the other incidents that have occurred, time is of the essence. And so we knew that we needed some kind of system in place that would immediately alert everybody that needed to be alerted that there was an issue.
Sure.
So we installed a system called Alpha Alert. It has different levels on it. So our teachers can push a button that says there's a disturbance, like they need help in their classroom. It could be a medical issue. It could be a possible, you know, altercation between students. Whatever that might be, that button says, I need help in my classroom now. And that goes to the principal, goes to Mr. Hall, and it goes to the SRO. That's one level. But we also have the level that says, there's an intruder. There's an intruder in the building. And we knew that we needed the opportunity to actually practice that. So at our institute meeting we had back in January, we actually divided up all of our teachers into classrooms. We did not tell them what was going to take place. We told them they were meeting in either grade levels or subject area, that we were doing, you know, whatever we needed to do curriculum and instruction wise, and divided them up that way. And then we actually simulated an intruder being in the building so that, one, we could practice that hard corner. Mm-hmm. We could practice locking the doors, covering the windows. We could actually practice using our Alpha Alert system. Not only does the system allow you to send an alert saying there's an intruder, but like on my end and Mr. Hall's end and the police department's end, it even gives you a drill down location right. of where that alert's coming from. So you know, okay, there's an issue at Sylacauga High School right near room 302 or mm-hmm. 205 or whatever that might be the case, so that they're not blindly getting into the building. They have a general idea of
sure.
where's this at, and it can be updated. So as this intruder was moving through the building, it was updated from people pushing the intruder button in those areas.
So when somebody arrives on scene, you just mentioned, you know, for people not first responders not right. entering blindly into these spaces, there are safety protocols or safety plans, I should say, that are put into place that only certain people know about.
Correct.
What is that all about?
Well, this plan is done every year. It's comprehensive, and it's a multi-discipline team that comes together, and we have the best plan in place to make sure our schools are secure and safe for learning. So it's approved by us and Dr. Eller, and it goes into a system which the State Department sees and the first responders sees, and that's how that kind of process goes there. But just kind of know that with this plan in place, it's multi-layered. So you have a prevention level, a response level, and a recovery level. And the reason we don't display it to everybody now, because they'll know exactly what's going on when that happens.
Sure.
You know? And if I can piggyback also on that Alpha Alert, when we had the Institute Day, when we did the trial, so we had a speaker come in who was the president, who is the president of TASRO, Pam Revels. And when she saw the Alpha Alert, she was awed on how it works. So right. that's just kudos to what we did in regards to keeping our kids safe.
That's incredible. Yes. That's really incredible. Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like I've heard of this before in many schools. Is a relatively new safety feature?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, so you're kind of on the cutting edge of.
And so the bad guy, you know, if they get in within seconds, the good guys are here.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's a great way to put it.
Right. And you know, the police department has maps of all of our buildings, including access doors. So, you know, there's not even a question of when I get there, where do I go? Mm-hmm. You've got all that in place.
And they know the layouts of the school because they come in the summer times and they do active shooter drills also for themselves.
Right.
So they know the schools.
Let's talk really quick about one more thing really quick with the athletic event guidelines. We're continuing the conversation here with Mr. Bobby Hall and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Athletic events, you mentioned that, you know, there are new plans in place. Right. This actually came out last year.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Let's just go back through this for just a second. Every person under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult over the age of 19.
Yes.
Or be a Sylacauga High School student. The adult is responsible for a person under 16 throughout the entire athletic event. Now, how does this affect students that are not from Sylacauga High School?
You better bring your mom.
Okay. I mean, you heard it from Dr.
So our students have a badge. Right. Our students have a badge.
Right, right.
And I'll tell you what we found when we did have a few little minor incidents at our athletic events. We found that they were children that did not belong to us, mm-hmm. and they were children that didn't belong to the opposing team.
Okay.
So by putting these measures in place.
That's not to say they're not welcome.
Right.
They're welcome just under these rules.
Right. Right.
Yep.
It protects our athletes,
of course,
to be able to compete without yeah. a nuisance.
Yeah.
But yes, all of our high school students have badges, and so our high school students can come to the events as long as they have their badge present. But anybody else under age 16, they have to come with an adult.
Makes sense.
Yes, and that adult has to be there to take care of them the whole time.
Sure.
It can't be a
yeah.
drop off.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Thank you for what you're doing. Is there anything I've missed?
I can't think of anything, Mr. Hall.
No, I mean, what we try
We've covered a lot in a little bit of time.
the bottom line is this, you know, we want to make sure everyone in Sylacauga understands that safety is our top priority. As I told the staff on many incidents or many meetings, that I don't care what a kid learns in the classroom. If they get home safe to their parents, we've done our job for the day. And right. That's the biggest thing there.
Right. And like I said before, you know, we've all got children in the system somewhere. And so
there are just a few of you responsible for a whole lot of kids.
Yes.
I mean, that's a lot. Yes. I mean, when you really think about it, I don't think a lot of people think about that.
No.
I mean, you are outnumbered big time.
Yes.
Big time. So you have to have these people in places, things in place.
And I'll be remiss not to say that our SRO,
yeah.
I mean, he's only one.
Yeah.
He's traveled from school to school doing the best he can with these kids and parents. We're trying to keep the nonsense out of the schools. So we do a lot of home visits also keep our kids safe in addition to that, what we're doing in our schools.
Well, and I think he's so successful, and Mr. Hall is as well in his role, is because they also work on relationships, and that's important. When you have relationships within your community, when you have those relationships with parents, it's a lot easier to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. And that is one thing that I appreciate with both of those gentlemen, is their commitment to our students and the families of our students.
Well, we appreciate, I think, as a community, your commitment to their safety. So thank you. Thank you both. Mr. Bobby Hall, Dr. Michelle Eller, Sylacauga City Schools, thank you all so much for being here this morning. Really appreciate it.
And we hope to see everybody Friday night, Legion Stadium.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. It's going to be a big one for sure. For sure. Hope to see everybody there. Make sure you follow the guidelines.
Yes. Go Aggies.
Thank you.
Thanks.